I was 16 when I was molested by a high school classmate and decided I wouldn't tell anyone what happened. That same day, I told a lie to cover up my secret. These were my first steps to harden my tender conscience. I was raised in a loving, believing home that was open to many visitors. Through our travels, I had friends from different states and countries. I had many friends who found me humorous and easygoing. I was a good listener and compassionate of other people's trials. God led me to a loving young man whom I married at 18. We were blessed with 5 amazing and beautiful children. After years of female issues, I had a hysterectomy. This type of surgery can be very difficult on a woman's mental health, and often medication and therapy is needed. I did neither. Sorrow, guilt, addiction. I felt guilty or somehow accountable for being molested. I felt sorrow over my surgery. I did not have the courage to tell my husband, parents, or close friends any of my fears. I decided instead to try to be a perfect person for people to see outwardly. I became bitter and resentful towards life. I did the unbelievable. I left my kind and loving husband and 5 children when our youngest was just 9 months old. In my pain, I discovered alcohol and drugs. I quickly learned how these could temporarily take away my pain. In a very short time, I was using daily. I began living a very sordid lifestyle. Before long, I rarely saw my children or family members. I divorced my husband, thinking I would find some freedom from my guilt. It was too hard to face the people that continued to love me, even in my unhealthy state. In my search for peace, I focused on my outward appearance. I dove into my career in order to be someone important. I attended many different denominations of churches. I was agnostic and then atheist. I endured years of physical and psychological torture, abuse, and violence at the hands of the person I lived with. By 2000, I found myself in Hazelden Treatment Center. This was the first of our 4 treatment centers. One treatment included a woman's survivor of abuse group. My last treatment included an inpatient psychiatric stay. I was diagnosed with PTSD and have treated this with therapy and medication. By the grace of God, I have been clean and sober since November 2004. Unconditional love. During the 14 years of this lifestyle, I often received loving letters from my parents encouraging me to put away my unbelief. My husband was given the strength to not become bitter. He told our children how I was a loving mother when I was home with them and did not speak poorly of me. I rarely went to church or family functions. If I went to the Minneapolis church, it seemed that congregation pastor Elmer Alioki was sure to see me. He would come up to tell me how much he missed seeing me around. As much as I tried to avoid him, I am thankful he always reached out. It left an impression of how he must have cared for me. I didn't recall how many times I repented, but it seemed like I always found myself using again. After an attempt to take my life, I lay on the hospital bed pleading for God to help. I begged him to send me help, but people in my life that could have saved me gave me a heart to heed and courage to do what I needed to do to stay clean. A change of heart in life. I walked away from everything and everyone from my past. I put all my trust in God. He gave me the grace of repentance once again. He sent angels to guide me every step of the way. I had a lot of amends to make. I had a lot of proving to do. I turned myself into the law to admit the serious illegal things I had committed during my using years. God remained by my side through it all. I will always carry sorrow over my past. Don and I have survived for a reason. Many gifts have come from all this, though. One is compassion for others suffering from addictions and or abuse. We want to help in any way we can. Another chance, parents, spouse, children. God blessed me with 1 year as a believer so my dad and I could bond and heal before he was called from this life. God then gave me the gift of 8 years to help care for my ailing mother. I treasure that time. Don and I renewed our vows, and God has truly blessed our lives. Our children have miraculously forgiven me and embraced me back. I am forever grateful for them continuing to lift and carry me through it all. We now have 12 precious grandchildren whom I adore. God blesses obedience. My life is filled with such precious friends and escorts who have given me a warm hug, patiently listened, preached the gospel, and tenderly loved me through it all. I have faith to believe my sins forgiven and the hope of eternal peace. My first sober Mother's Day, our kids gave me a plaque that I treasure. It says, "Miracles happen." Yes, with God, all things are possible and miracles do happen.